Welcome to the Dr. Dobbs Journal podcast. I'm your host, Mike Riley. In this podcast, I spoke with Mark Sundt, Vice President of Services and Technology Evangelism at Apistry, about the Apistry Enterprise Application Fabric. Mark explains what the Apistry EAF is and how it can dramatically improve application scalability.
What the Enterprise Application Fabric provides is a software execution environment that allows .NET applications and Java applications and to run within Windows and Linux to really, you know, to scale beyond or scale out, you know, in a grid-like way, but without the administrative burden associated with the typical, you know, high-performance computing or grid-type approaches. And we do all that while providing in-flight transactional reliability, meaning no transaction in-flight will ever fail.
So is the EAF a application programming interface that developers use to just hook into their apps, or do they simply just throw their apps over the wall and say, okay, Apistry, make it scale?
Yep, great question. We provide an API that allows you to fabric-enable your application. The way that we do that is, you know, we basically use adornments within your server objects, and if you're a .NET developer, I'm sure you've probably seen web services adornments. We do the same thing, so we're able to basically label the properties and methods and data that you're interested in fabric enabling, and we scale that across basically hundreds of machines. So we can take those objects and provision them across hundreds of machines automatically. And that's really the one of the key benefits of this technology. It's not only scale, it's been easy to kind of, you know, link together hundreds of machines, but oftentimes that comes at the expense of operations. And, you know, that's typically been kind of the sharp edge in Microsoft's platform is, you know, scaling out is easy for a while, but becomes an operational headache after a while.
Now, when I think about 100 machines, I think of huge data centers. I think of really large enterprises. Is this an application framework that can be used for small to medium-sized businesses as well?
Yeah, this product, you know, has the ability of scaling from, you know, 5 machines to 500 machines, frankly. So we have customers who are truly using this in smaller, we call them fabrics, but, you know, we have fabrics that have, you know, maybe 5 or 6 workers within them. And, you know, the transactional load may not be very high for those customers, and the operational burden may not be too high, but they have the absolute reliability of knowing that every transaction that goes into that fabric is being watched by more than a single machine. And should there be a failure, the surviving machine will actually pair up with another machine and complete the transaction. So it's kind of that tandem-like reliability that that really, you know, distinguishes this technology from a lot of other technologies out there.
Is there a sweet spot, ideal number of machines or number of transactions that Apistry is really best tuned for?
I'd say that, you know, the big computational grids are certainly a sweet spot. You know, we like to talk about real-time analytics as being one of the core competencies. And what's interesting is those are, you know, real typical, you know, HPC grid types of applications. So, for instance, we've got a customer who has an application that has to run reliably. It has to be run every night, and it only has an hour to run. And it's a pretty standard, you know, HPC type of application. But then when you think of HPC or grid, you know, a lot of those type of solutions really provide that, you know, failure isn't an issue. You know, it's just they came from academic backgrounds. You know, they can fail. It's no big deal. With customers like this one, failure is not an option. I mean, they just absolutely have to get those jobs done, and those jobs can run very nicely in parallel, and the fabric is basically able to munch up a whole bunch of data and provide an answer within a guaranteed answer within an hour. So that's the SLA that they really are working towards. So that's certainly the sweet spot, but that's not to say that the 5 or 10 machine fabric isn't an option either.
Can you give some real solutions of how Apistry has really made a great impact in some of your existing customer deployments?
Sure. You know, I've certainly tried to scale out Microsoft architectures for quite a while, and we're working with a couple of customers who, you know, just really hit, you know, the operational limits of trying to scale out their solutions. And I guess one of them actually was kind of an interesting one. It was a complex application that they knew had a memory leak, and they still needed scalability, and they did want to rewrite the application. So they basically hoisted the application on top of a fabric, and it runs on about a dozen machines, and they know it's going to fail. And what's great about it is as it fails, another machine picks up the transaction in flight and completes the work. So that's an online provider that's out there doing its graphic image work. Another one of our big customers is a company who had been doing satellite imagery. And satellite imagery seems like a pretty straightforward problem, and you think you build a multi-thread and application to chew up terabytes of data that comes down to feed, you know, Google Earth and Microsoft's offerings. But it actually turns out to be a pretty difficult problem to run on a single machine, but a fairly trivial problem to run on dozens of machines. That was a situation where we were able to basically create a fabric of about 50 machines, and it chews up the terabytes of data that this company receives daily in downloads from satellites, and it does a number of processes, and basically it's called scatter and gather. So it's kind of, you know, scattering the parts of the image out, having those processes run in parallel, and then gathering it back up and stitching together a finished image. Well within the service level agreements they have with the U.S. government, that I think were 10 minutes, and we were able to do it in about 4. So, you know, it's those types of applications that the fabric is really well suited for. It's worked well with a number of customers.
What makes your product stand out above all the rest?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. I think about grid with hundreds of machines, and you want to add 100 more. You know, one thing that we allow you to do is basically you plug a machine in, a bare metal machine, and if you can get the base operating system loaded in that machine, you know, it's Pixie bootable, and you use, you know, Ghost or some imaging software to get there. It could even be a virtualization image for that matter. What we'll do is once the fabric recognizes that machine, it just sees it, it'll load all of the current software that's loaded within the fabric, all the license keys, everything. And then once that machine has all the current software, the fabric will start actually allocating the problem at hand or whatever problem it's currently working on to that machine. And what's unique about it is as it's actually, you know, making requests to that machine, it's learning about its capabilities. So you can commingle, you know, dual proc and 4 proc boxes, or 8 procs, or 10 procs, or, you know, whatever, you know, you deem commodity is, and the fabric will learn about the capabilities of that machine on the fly, and will provision the problem at hand to that machine automatically. All the while, you know, basically load balancing across all the machines across the fabric, without hardware-based load balance.
Wow, so it sounds like it's really easy. Say, network and systems administrators, really all they have to do is watch for when the utilization hits a certain peak, and they literally plug in a box and reduce the load in that case.
Oh, absolutely. So plugging in a bare metal machine and provisioning a new box is really, really simple. We can also provision new applications in the same way. So a single deployment command spreads out the application almost a kind of a BitTorrent-like way across all the machines. And I also think it's important to note, you know, that people will say, well, that sounds a lot like virtualization, doesn't it? And I would really point out that while virtualization, you know, kind of grew out of the consolidation efforts of companies trying to lower their operational costs, mm-hmm. We truly have an opportunity here, you know, to increase the number of machines and lower your operational costs, all the while, you know, and while adding the actual in-flight capabilities that virtualization doesn't do out of the box.
What about debugging services and other reporting on the efficiencies of making sure that the way that they've hooked in the Apistry EAF is optimal?
So it's really something that, you know, debugging is something we do through the editors. So we debug through Eclipse, or you can debug through Microsoft Visual Studio. You know, interactive debugging there, you know, works great. We have the capability of basically, you know, monitoring the efficiency of the application through something we call a fabric monitor, and that kind of tells us what's happening within the fabric and, you know, how the fabric's organized. What's interesting is the fabric is self-organizing and also self-healing. So as you add new machines, the fabric will organize itself in a way that is as efficient as it can possibly be. And what I mean by that is it's trying to minimize the latencies between calls, and it's trying to make sure that that the network traffic isn't just being sprayed all over the place willy-nilly. And in fact, we isolate that traffic in such a way that allows us to really scale to hundreds of machines. Because as many people probably know, that, you know, you get I call them like one-dimensional clusters, that the heartbeat alone can basically crater a very, very large cluster. We solve that problem, and we really do try to make the system as optimal and self-tuning as possible without programmer intervention.
Does the product come with any load simulators, or do you rely on third-party for that?
We rely today on third-party solutions for generating load. And what we find is, you know, when you start thinking about fabrics, and it kind of changes the way people think about, you know, load. I think, you know, I've worked with a lot of companies in the past that might have six or seven machines, and they want to make sure they're running at 80% utilization, and, you know, they're squeezing every little bit of the machine out. And I've got customers now, for instance, in a call center that are running their machines at, you know, maybe 10 or 15% loaded. If the machine like costs $250, and that's what these folks are doing, the P4s and a gig of memory, they're just buying reconditioned machines. You know, you can have a lot more of them, and you don't have to think in terms of, you know, am I maxing this thing out at 100%, or even worry about efficiency. So, I heard today somebody was talking about, you know, we scale ugly applications. It's certainly one of our competencies, and people are actually doing that. We want to put a big billboard up and out of the
I-5. I can see your marketing people having a great time with that.
Right. We scale ugly apps like we buy ugly houses.
Apistry is somewhat involved with the Iron Python project, which is sort of the ability basically to run the Python interpreter within, in Iron Python's case, within the common language runtime. Can you talk about how Apistry participated in that development process?
Yep, absolutely. Today we actually we support the .NET CLR, and we also host the Java runtime. You know, what's interesting is, you know, you can use any language that is supported on the .NET CLR, and you can create fabric applications with those languages. And what's really interesting is you can co-mingle your solution with, you know, with multiple languages. So you could have an Iron Python application talking to a Java application that could be running on the Sun VM, JVM, talking to C# and VB.NET or whatever you'd like. So these things all play together really, really well within a fabric, and we can create, you know, heterogeneous type of solutions, you know, very, very simply. So if you've got developers that have are predetermined to use or like a certain language or think it would like to take advantage of the language's efficiencies, then that's perfect, and that's exactly what the Iron Python initiative allows us to do, is you know, to leverage the language's efficiencies and to utilize that within an application built with many other languages, if you'd like.
So what's next for the Apistry EEF?
You know, we certainly think about scaling out and what it takes to scale out applications, and we're getting to the point now where people really think about and are taking seriously, you know, service-oriented architectures, and, you know, the fabric makes a wonderful vehicle for basically scaling out the orchestration of web services in an SOA environment. So, you know, you think about kind of a BIPL-like orchestration, and we do that through something we call a declarative programming model. But what it allows us to do is basically orchestrate web services in a hugely scalable and very reliable way. So certainly moving in that direction and, you know, providing customers a solution for, you know, very, very large SOA types of architectures is something we're working with a number of customers on, and we'll continue to work down that pike. The other thing we're starting to do is work with customers like rules engine vendors like Fair Isaac, and we're able to basically scale out things that weren't thought of as being or needing to be scaled out. So, you know, taking a super fast rules engine like Blaze Advisor and running it across hundreds of machines that basically chew up as much data as you could possibly throw to them is something else we're working with a number of vendors on, and I'm sure you'll hear more about that soon.
For more details about the Apistry Enterprise Application Fabric, visit www.apistry.com. For more information about this and other Dr. Dobbs Journal podcasts, visit www.ddj.com. For Dr. Dobbs Journal, I'm Mike Riley.